Hello again and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for July 2018. Well, here we are in midsummer and we're in the middle of the noctilucent cloud season, very high ice crystals that may be seen an hour or so or just before sunrise or sunset. Look out for bluish white glowing clouds in the half-lit sky in the northwest at sunset or the northeast at sunrise, although I haven't seen much evidence of them yet this year. July also sees the Earth reaching its furthest point away from the Sun, to be precise at 1746 BST on July the 6th. The Earth will be 152,095,566 kilometres from the Sun. And that will appear its smallest in the sky, but not that any of us will notice. This month the Moon is new on the 13th, and full again 2 weeks later on the 27th. So the best time to look at the Moon with binoculars is when it is at crescent in the second and third weeks of the month. And this is to allow the illumination of craters to be from the side, which makes for much higher contrast viewing. There will be a total eclipse of the Moon this month on the 27th, Friday the 27th, and that will be from 21:10 to 23:40 hours BST. It will rise in eclipse, so to see the full effect you will need to be there at the beginning. We all know the hype about the so-called supermoons. Well, this one is a micromoon, the smallest full moon we will see this year. All of the planets are visible in July at one time or another, but Saturn becomes the star of binoculars and small telescopes this month. Look south around 1 a.m. in Sagittarius, best at the beginning of the month. Note the wide view of the rings and possibly a moon, which will most likely be Titan. Saturn will have a magnitude about plus 0.4, and don't forget, the lower the magnitude, the brighter the object. Jupiter is still good to view. It's best seen at the beginning of the month from sunset in Libra in the south-southwest. Very bright at magnitude minus 2.1. Venus is still a very bright evening object throughout the month, visible just after sunset. You can't miss it. Low in the west-northwest. Magnitude minus 4.0. Mercury is low down in the evening sky in the middle of the month. Look west-northwest in Cancer the Crab, just after sunset. Mars is also a good view this month. Look for the red object due south around midnight, quite low down. Now, if you're a little more confident of finding planets, you can look out for Uranus and Neptune. These are best seen this month about midnight in the east-southeast and south-southeast, in Aries and Aquarius respectively. You'd best look at a sky guide for more detailed information. Now, July is not noted for meteor showers. However, at the very end of the month sees the official start of the Perseids, although they don't really get going until August the 12th. On the 30th of July, the southern Delta Aquarids will put on a show, and you can expect about 16 meteors per hour overhead. Listen out for next month's podcast for more details of the many meteor showers in August. Onto the constellations for July. Unfortunately, it doesn't get very dark this month, but when it does, July is a good opportunity to look out for the unofficial arrangement of stars called asterisms. The most famous of these is the Plough, which is part of the constellation of Ursa Major, or the Great Bear. Other asterisms include the House, the Kite, the Keystone, the Steering Wheel, the Circlet, and more famously, the Summer Triangle, and the Square of Pegasus. Have a look in a star atlas, either online or in a book or magazine, to identify these asterisms and where they are and where to find them. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There's plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now, but listen out next month for August's highlights. Bye for now.